everyone. And welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm Jim Samaria.
You sounded a little like Johnny Carson.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, greetings, Jim, and greetings, listeners. I am your humble co-host, Mark Plotnick. Each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s through the 1980s, or wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday to Today, and the book features my photography of classic rock era artists from 1973 to present day, with words by my friend, kinda, and co-host, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Well, Jim, I got a fabulous idea. Let's skip today's show and take in a matinee. I hear the Elvis movie's quite good.
Yeah, I've seen it. It is really good, but I don't think our producer, Jim Eggers, will approve. We got to stay in our seats.
No problem. We'll just bring him along and we'll buy his ticket.
No, that's not a solution. No? I'm not bringing him, no.
All right, maybe you're right. Hey, I got a better idea. Why not bring the movies to our show? Because I know you're a huge fan of movie soundtracks.
Yeah, I am. Imagine watching great films without a soundtrack. There would be no anticipation, no suspense, and no atmosphere. It would be like eating a cannoli with no filling.
I have no idea what that would taste like, but
no, it would be boring.
Okay, well said. Well, that's why we're calling today's show "That Classic Rock Show Goes to the Movies." And for our first installment, we'll be featuring the cult classic 1993 Richard Linklater film Dazed and Confused.
That's a good choice. This is probably the best movie ever made about teen life during high school, and it all takes place on the final day of classes in the summer of 1976. But what really drives this movie and gives its atmosphere are the songs. So today we'll be playing portions of select tracks and offer insights into the music and the movie.
I love it. Does that mean you and I are the next Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert?
No, I don't think so. Let's first get good at just doing a radio show, okay?
Okay, I agree. But since you are the professional photographer, why don't you manage projector duties and get us going?
Well, I'm honored. But first, a bit about the film. Dazed and Confused was written and directed by indie film guy Richard Linklater. The movie was a flop at the box office. I didn't know that.
Yes.
But once it went to home video and cable, it became one of the most popular and iconic teen films ever. And it launched the career of several young actors, including Matthew McConaughey. This is before he did all those stupid commercials. And and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, good one. Well, the film was inexpensive to make by today's standards, but a hefty price was paid to license all the great 1970s songs that made up the soundtrack. Here's an example. The Bob Dylan song Hurricane cost around $80,000 to use, and the movie's opening song Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith was around $23,000. And there's more. According to Linklater, he made no money on the film because, first of all, he waived most of his film's rights to pay for all those expensive songs that he wanted. And the film's real bounty came later from home video and streaming.
And to add even more salt to Linklater's wound, the film soundtracks racked up double platinum sales. So this is a great place to start in terms of songs. Let's play a portion of Bob Dylan's song Hurricane, which he co-wrote with Jacques Levy. It was a protest song about imprisoned boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter. We'll then follow that with a portion of Aerosmith's Sweet Emotion, which was released as a single in 1975. And the song also appears on Aerosmith's classic album, Toys in the Attic.
And here's a quick story about the opening song. Actually, Linklater wanted to use the Led Zeppelin songs Dazed and Confused and also Rock and Roll. But I think Jimmy Page said yes, but Robert Plant said no. But Aerosmith said yes, and it's actually hard to imagine a film not opening with the song Sweet Emotion. So let's play portions of Hurricane and Sweet Emotion.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. A bartender in a pool of blood cries out, "My God, they've killed them all." Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty C. And another man named Bello moving cops. And so Petty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. About to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you want to draw the heat. Cops. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just out prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man.
You are listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
All right, Jim, I got another cool story about this movie soundtrack. Universal Pictures was wary of Linklater's ability to deliver a successful movie, so they wanted him to go cheap and have an obscure Georgia rock band do cover versions of all the songs Linklater chose. The movie studio truly believed that the movie's target audience of 20-somethings wouldn't care if a cover band played aging rock anthems that were of greater interest to their parents.
Well, and here's another piece of trivia, Mark. Several songs appeared more than once in the film. Some speculate that it was an attempt to save money on licensing fees. And these songs include Foghat's Slow Ride, Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like I Do, and Ted Nugent's Stranglehold.
Okay, well, this is a good place to play songs that you just mentioned. But first, Nugent's Stranglehold was the guitarist shot at record executives who didn't like his music. Frampton's song was basically about how he felt after a night of drinking, and here he thought it took brains to write a great song.
No, it just needed some drinking and some other stuff.
Yeah.
As for Foghat's Slow Ride, we'll leave the song's meaning to the imagination of our listeners. The song was written by the late Foghat and Savoy Brown guitarist Lonesome Dave Peverett. And by the way, I photographed him in concert many times way back in the day. As for Dave, how he got the nickname Lonesome, Google it. Okay, I'm not going to tell you. You got to go Google it, okay?
Yeah.
Or buy our book.
Oh, good plug, Jim.
Thank you.
So let's play portions of Foghat's Slow Ride, followed by Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like I Do, and Ted Nugent's Stranglehold. Spin it, Eggers.
Take it.
just the other day. They said, Dumper, Dumper, Dumper away. Drove into a taxi, bent the boot, hit the bag. Had to play some music, otherwise he'd drag. You feel like I do. Now just for fun. You feel like I do.
Well, there's endless trivia about this movie and its songs. According to Linklater, he considered using Thin Lizzy's Cowboy Song for the closing credits rather than Foghat's Slow Ride. But Cowboy Song was released on record too close to the time of year depicted in the movie, and Linklater didn't want to raise questions about authenticity. So let's give some love to Thin Lizzy and their song Cowboy Song for not being used. And for the record, Cowboy Song appears on Thin Lizzy's 1976 album, Jailbait.
I'll turn around. And I'll move my fingers up and down, up and down. It's okay, amigo, just let me go. Riding near the rodeo.
That was the Cowboy Song by Thin Lizzy. You've been listening to part one of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the most beloved rock, blues, folk, fusion, and pop music of all time.
I think you covered it all. Did we cover soul in there? Oh, we missed out soul.
And soul.
Okay.